Welcome to the Family Life Church Podcast. We hope you're blessed and encouraged to share this with someone you know. Subscribe or visit thefamilylife.org for more information.
Reading verses 5 and 6. Most of us can probably quote it. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." We're going to start here and we're going to end here. But I've got a question for myself and for everyone here. Who will you trust? Who will you trust? If you can lay your Bibles aside and pray with me and ask the Lord to have his way for this service. Father, we love you. I love you, Jesus. Lord, we're so thankful that you love us, God. Lord, I pray that you would bless your people tonight. I pray that you would anoint them, God. Give us ears to hear. Give us minds, Lord. Open up our minds and our hearts to receive what you have for us. Please anoint me, O God, and use me for your glory. I love you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, you may be seated. We've all heard it many times, right? Like I said, most of us can quote it. We especially hear it when we don't really have a clue what's going on or exactly what we should do, or when we don't really understand situations going on in life, especially when they're outside of our control. I can't tell you how many times I have been in that very situation, and someone in my family or someone in this wonderful congregation would tell me and would text me and say, "Hey, I just feel like you need to read Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And I know that you know, like me, it would give you the strength and it would help you carry on. And this is good. And we need to do it, especially what the Bible says. But do we really trust him? Do we really trust him? Or do we trust in someone or something else? In Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, if you'll just allow me a little time with it, it says that we should trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thine own understanding. Trust is meant to mean confidence, security, and I love this, bold. To be bold in the Lord with all that you are, with all that you're going through, with every trial and every test. It means having the faith in Jesus to answer your prayer. It means having the faith or confidence that God will, in fact, lead you in the right direction when you don't even know which path you should take. It means fully, wholeheartedly, completely, with all your heart, trusting and believing him to work out whatever it is you're going through. But with all your heart, not a quarter, not half or three quarters, all of your heart, completely trusting in him to believe that he will work it out for you. All of it, not just some of it, church. That means that I go to the Lord before I go to anyone else. When I don't know what to do and I have no clue where I should go, it means I get on my knees and I begin to pray. And quite frankly, I don't know about you, but I want to do that. I find it so fitting, though, that this next portion of Scripture says, lean not to your own understanding. Lean not to your own understanding. Isn't it fitting? Because don't we really have a problem, at least my hand's up, don't we have a problem with immediately trying to figure out the situation before first taking it to God? Every time. Why do we do that? When I have that trial or that test or that situation, and I could just go to Him, but I've got to figure it out. I want to rely on myself. Not Him. It convicts me, honestly. But when I do this, here's the truth, I can't handle it. Here's the truth, I can't do this on my own, and I have no clue which path I should take. So why, church, do we continually do this? When I rely on myself and not Him, I'm not letting Him have proper place to be God in my life. Verse 6 says, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. To completely trust in Jesus means I acknowledge that He knows best, and I don't. That means laying down yourself, your pride, saying I can do it, and recognizing that you can't, and saying, God, it's all You. That's what it is. I'm not going to pretend to ignore what He is telling me because I think this way is better or that way is better or I can figure it out. I'm not going to do that. Instead, I'm going to pray about it. I know I'm belaboring the point, but we need to pray about it. And then guess what? He'll direct your path. Why? Because I trust the Lord with all my heart. What about my job situation? I trust the Lord with all my heart. When He's telling me no, and I want to go here, I trust in the Lord with everything in me. You don't understand what the doctor said. No, I don't. But I'm going to trust in the Lord with all my heart. Look, I get it. I know this is easy to say. I get it. And it's easy to say, but hard to live, isn't it? I get that. I really do. But I want to encourage you and do my best tonight to help you have a greater desire to trust in Him. You see, what before I break down Jeremiah 17, 5 through 10, I want you to understand that it was out of a situation where I had lost my job last year, April 3rd, 2020. That God began to deal with me in this portion of Scripture we're about to go over. I can tell you that I have had, at that moment, I had no job, nothing to really hope in. And I remember calling Pastor, but the first thing is I went to the Lord, and He told me it would be okay. I won't tell you that I always believed that, but He told me it would be okay. And it was out of that that this came. Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 5 through 8 says this: Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh. But her leaves shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. I'm going to go verse by verse. I began, the Lord literally just, you know how He just speaks to you. And He gave this to me, and I began to search it out. I said, God, I want to know why you're doing this. I want to understand why this is happening to me. And he put this on my heart. That very first verse in 5, that word cursed, or the Hebrew word arar, as I butcher it, literally means the opposite of blessing. Think of the blessings of God with me for a moment, like a cup that continually flows, and it keeps pouring, and it keeps pouring, and it keeps pouring, and it keeps pouring. I believe the Lord was trying to tell me that, in fact, is how the blessings of God should be when we trust in Him. But as soon as you begin to trust in yourself and you don't begin to trust in me, the flow stops. It becomes restricted. It no longer is flowing. It's the exact same word He uses when He curses the serpent and when He curses Cain. So what God is really saying here is when you begin to put your trust in man, I have to be bound to not give you the blessings that I want to give you for your life. I'm restricted to give you those blessings. If you decide to choose your way, if you decide to choose your security in something other than me, then I can't give you my blessing. It's off limits. Oh man. It's restricted. It's restricted. He said, here's the thing. God wants to bless you. We all agree with that, right? God wants to bless you. I pray I help somebody with this. He wants to bless you, but He can't if you continually try to figure it out on your own rather than going to Him. He can't continue to give you the blessings He wants if you immediately go to someone else every single time something wrong happens in your life. He can't bless you. He can't give it to you. He wants to, but He can't. And it's really because of us. It's because of us. And here's what's sad, church. In verse 5, we see the result of putting our trust in someone or something or a possession. It happens other than God. Let's read verse 5 again. Cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, whose heart departs from the Lord. Oh, man. I don't know, Brother Lucas. This seems a little extreme to me. It's what the Bible says, and it's the truth. It's because when we begin to decide to put our hope and our trust in ourselves or other people, instantly our affections begin to go somewhere else. I'm no longer coming to Him and saying, God, I don't know what to do right now. I can't really go on when He just wants to pour out blessings and He wants to give you things spiritually, mentally, physically, even financially. He wants to pour it out on you. But every time you have a problem, you go somewhere else. Maybe you swipe the credit card. Maybe you work a little extra shift and you skip church. I feel bold in the Holy Ghost. We search everything else before we ever begin to go to the one who provides everything for us day after day and night after night. And He wants to. But your heart begins to depart from Him. And you're blaming God. And I blame God. We do that, don't we? But really, it's ourselves. And so we begin to blame God and we turn our affections towards someone else or something else. And He will not listen to me. He will not bless that. He will not bless that. verse 6, we get a picture here. I love this. I was like, Lord, this is my kind of thing here. Pictures. I do well with pictures. Do you know the word heath in Hebrew means a stripped, naked, destitute, tree, or bush? Will you just picture that with me for a minute? I don't know about you, but I can see it. I'm in landscaping, so I can see it. Easily, I can see it. Nothing. No green. No life. Just kind of existing. Here's the scary thing. When the Lord started dealing with me, that's how your life looks when you put your trust in yourself and others. We put ourselves rather than Him. Stripped of nothing. Because without me, listen to this now. Because without the Lord, we have nothing. And He's literally giving us a picture here to see that. He's literally showing us. But let's continue. He goes on and says, you're not going to see when good comes. Jesus, help me. You won't know when good is coming or going. You won't see the good and awesome plans that I have for your life. I can't. It's going to literally pass by you. And I want to give it to you. And it's meant for you. But you continually disobey me. You continually leave me. This is what the Lord was dealing with me. But I pray it helps somebody. It doesn't matter what good comes. I'm not going to see it. I'm not going to get the rain cloud. I'm not going to get the life source. Because I'm going to something else that's never going to sustain me. I'm never going to be sustained. God, help us. I want more of Him, don't you? Hallelujah. He even goes further and says, you know what? You will inhabit the parched places in the wilderness in a salt land and not inhabitable. Gosh. Now, I've never been to anything super desert-like, but this just sounds awful to me. Sounds terrible to me. Literally, I picture a guy with something wrapped around his head just like, water, God, help me, I need water. That's what I think of when I think of this. God said, that's where you live. Oh, someone listen to me tonight. That's where you'll live if you don't trust in God. You wonder why. You wonder why you're constantly searching and looking for something. You're not putting your trust in Him, somebody. You wonder why the blessings of God's not on your life. And you ask yourself, God, I'm going to church. I'm doing the best that I can. But you don't really trust Him. At least that was me. Oh, Lord. I don't know about you, but I don't want to have dry and inhabitable places in my soul. Money, 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 money. Entertainment, entertainment. Anything I can get my hands on. I need a better job. I need to work somewhere else. I need to do something else. I've got to have this. I've got to have that. Come on, we may not look for the alcohol or tobacco and other things, but boy, we can get our hands. At least I'm guilty. I got to have this to make me happy. And all the while, it's your soul screaming out, I want His water. I want the water of Jesus. I don't want anything else. I want Him. But your soul's telling you something. And it's giving you and I warning signs. But we don't listen. We keep grabbing. But that's how our life looks. Uninhabitable. Uninhabitable. But now comes the good. I like the good. I'm like, Lord, I can't take this. This is, whoo, I need to repent, pray, everything you can think of, Lord. I get to verse 7. Oh, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. Thank you, Jesus. You see, it's not all bad. Because when you put your trust in Jesus, that cup flows. That cup runs over. There will be blessings, hear me now, when you put your hope and your trust in God. Amen. That's His promise to you tonight. That's His promise to you tonight. Do you know that that Hebrew word for hope has every meaning that trust has, but adds this, I love this, adds refuge. Woo! But I'm not going to lie to you. When this happened, I'm like crying. I'm like, oh, thank you, Jesus. And all I had to do was just go to Him. All I had to do was put my refuge in Jesus. God is saying, don't find refuge in man. How many of us call time after time seeking that? He said, instead, have refuge in me. When you're getting beaten down with the storms of life, and when you're getting beaten down and you don't know what to do, and the devil's battling your mind, and he's trying to. I believe there's a war in our mind. How many know that? When you don't know what to do, I go to the refuge. I go to the refuge, and He'll cover me and He'll protect me. I need something to cover me. I need something to protect me. He says, that's what will happen when you trust in me. I'll be your refuge. Ah, this is for somebody. When they hurt you, don't hurt them back. Go to the refuge. Offenses will come. Go to the refuge. Problems are going to come. Go to the refuge. And here's what Jesus says. Whatever the reason it is that you're needing tonight, come to me. Come to me. I'm your shelter. I'm your refuge. Trust in me. I hear an echo in the Holy Ghost. Trust in me. And He says, when you do that, here's what happens. I love this. He shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river. Do you see the comparison here? Man, I want to shout when I begin to read this. When you begin to understand the difference in trusting in the Lord versus trusting in man. When you begin to see the difference when you trust in Him versus yourself. When you see the difference between Him and anything else. He said, you're going to be a tree. You're not going to look like this stripped destitute bush. You're going to look like the most beautiful tree. It's going to look so good. You're not going to have to worry when things come. Because I'm connected to the source. I'm connected to the source. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Church, we have got to stay connected to the source. You have got to stay connected to the source. We need to stay connected to the fountain of living waters. It's interesting to me that in Jeremiah 17, 13, it's not on there, I'll read it. O Lord, the hope of Israel, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed, and they that depart from me shall be written in the earth. Because why? Because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters. Quit going to a nasty, dirty cistern and start running to the fountain of living water. Run to Him. Praise God. Jesus said it like this in John 4, 10 and 13 through 14. If you get a drink from me, you will never thirst again. Hallelujah. Every day, church, we ought to be getting some more drink, a little more water. Oh, Jesus, we just love him with me. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, put a desire on our hearts to come to you every morning and every night. The holy name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He also said in John 7, 37 through 39, if you're thirsty, come and drink. And if you believe in me, if you trust in me, if you have faith in me, then out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. We know Jesus is the fountain of living water. We know that when we repent, we get baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Spirit. We do not have to be thirsty souls anymore. We can run to him. I'm just here to remind somebody, run to him. Quit figuring out on your own. You don't have it. Go to him. Because you're going to constantly be searching somebody. Because your soul's meant to have Jesus. And that's why. But that's why people put their trust in man. That's why we try to figure it out because we didn't go to him. I love this. And shall not see when heat cometh. What's the heat, Brother Lucas? It's anything that hurts you. It's any problem that you face. Oh, man. It's any trial. It's any diagnosis. It's any bad news. It doesn't matter what comes. Because when the heat comes and the trials come and the difficult decision comes, when the finances dry up, been there, when the test comes back from the doctor, God says, if you come to me, nothing can hurt you. Do you see the word picture here? That's why it doesn't surprise me. It does not surprise me when I see someone going through a rough time or a difficult situation, because I know right away if they're actually putting their trust in the Lord. A man that I want to go to that I felt the Lord led on my heart, as I don't know if any of you know Judge Sears. What an inspiration to me. What an inspiration to me. If you know this story, similar to Sister Tammy, with the tumor in his head. I mean, you talk about heat. You talk about heat. And you know what he says? God wrapped it up. God wrapped up a miracle in a tumor. He's talked about how many people he's got to witness to, how many people he's got to bless. Why? Because I know who he's putting his trust in. Pastor, it doesn't surprise me that you got up here and said the same thing when you found out the diagnosis. You said, I just want God to get the glory. I just want God to get the glory. That's the difference between someone who's connected to the source and someone who's not connected to the source. I'm just trying to remind somebody, it's time to come back to him. It's time to keep getting closer to him. It's time to get back up in the morning and start the praying routine all over. It's time to start opening up that Bible again. It's time to start connecting to him again. I'm reaching for somebody. You need Jesus. You don't need yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter when drought comes. It doesn't matter when anything happens. Even if the blessings of God or situations happen, I'm going to be okay. Listen to this. He said, you shall not be careful. That word means anxious, afraid, or concerned. Be careful for nothing. I'm going to use my own paraphrase. Instead, pray about everything. Pray about everything with praise. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus our Lord. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? You don't have to be careful. Go to him. Pray again. Fast again. Read the word again. And he'll help you. He'll help you. But it gets even better. He said, not only are you going to have leaves, because you're connected literally to the river, the source, you're going to have fruit. I'm here to tell you, if you don't have fruit, it's because you're not trusting in the Lord. That's what God began to deal with me. If you don't have fruit, you're not trusting in him. And when you trust in him, you go to him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. You don't have to be afraid because your hope is in him. And all that you need is in him. So when you're going through a trial or you're going through a test, God will take care of you. God will take care of you. God said, you stayed close to me, so I'll protect you. On the outside, everyone may know what you're facing. And I don't know who you are. No one here may know what you're facing. And you may say, you know what? I'm going through it. And I don't know what to do. And I don't know who to turn to. Turn to him. I know this isn't something special. I know that this isn't something like mind-blowing. But I'm pulling for you. Turn to him. Turn to him. Go to him and pray. And you will find that in the struggle and in the test and in the trial and in the situation that you face, there will be a peace that sweeps over your life. There will be a joy that comes upon you that you cannot explain. There will be love in your heart for people like you have never had before. How do you know this, Brother Lucas? I went through it. I went through it. See, while a lot of people didn't like COVID, I'm not a fan, it changed my life. I had to quit. I had to get turned up. I had to lose that job for me to realize that I have to trust in him. And when I begin to start seeking other things, and there are problem signs like you can't have anything enough, or you're struggling and you call everybody up, I find it so interesting that God will bring me right back here, and I pray he brings whoever, all of you here as well. And that you would remember that you can trust in him. And that when you begin to pray, God will have his arms open wide for you. And he will love you. And he will be there for you. And he'll change your life. You see, what I didn't know, I'm ending with this. I pray this helps somebody. What I didn't know is the job that I lost as a collision estimator. I thought I had the greatest job, started making all this money. Somebody was doing great. But man, I was constantly stressed, was constantly worried. I was constantly worried about, quite frankly, the youth and if I could get off for them and ministry and everything else. But what I thought was my worst thing ever, when I went to him, I got a job. I know it's nothing fancy. It's just a landscape estimator. But I'm doing this to glorify God now. I'm making more. I've got availability anytime that I need. That's what God does to you, church. Somebody, that's the testimony for somebody. That's the testimony for somebody. We could all stand. If we could all stand. I end with this. A great analogy of this is when you're first learning how to swim. Now, I don't remember my experience, but I remember my younger brothers. And I remember the oldest, his name's Dylan. And I remember my dad would have his hands out. Trust me, son. Trust me. Y'all know what I'm talking about, hopefully. And you know what? No! And he would grab onto the ladder, hold on for dear life. He's like, come on. It's not that bad. It's just some water. But time would go on and on and on and on for him. And he still didn't jump into my dad's arms. I'm talking months. Like, then it was next summer. But then I have my younger brother, Philip. He, however, when dad put out his arms, said, trust in me, son, wholeheartedly.
Jumped right in.
Jumped right into his arms. And here's what happened for Philip. He loved the water. And it wasn't much longer before that he put floaties on, and as long as dad and somebody old enough was there, he'd get to be in the water. And it wasn't much longer after that he began to swim in the water. All the while my brother, Dylan, for a whole other summer, didn't get the benefits of swimming in that pool. You see the benefit in trusting in the Father? There's benefits that are unparalleled if you trust in Him. I close with Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 again. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. So in closing, I wonder if we can just pray, and I'm going to ask this question again. Who will you trust? Who will you trust? Will you continually go after what you want and continually try to make it happen and continually do what you can? Or will you put your trust in Him? You see, it's your decision. We all have to come to that. I trust in Him. Father, we love You. We thank You so much for Your word tonight. We know that Your word will not return void. Please help us, God, not to fall on ourselves and to look to ourselves, God. But Lord Jesus, instead, help us return to You. Lord, we love You. Bless Your people tonight. Help somebody tonight, I pray. This is all for Your glory. In the mighty and holy name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Y'all are dismissed.